keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors, because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Hi, it's Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half in the Division 8 state semifinals between Breckenridge and Harbor Beach. Just one score between the two teams. And Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to the 6-0 Breckenridge lead?
Just one score happened at the end of the first quarter. Breckenridge gets the first strike, and it's a 22-yard touchdown run by Hunter Collins. The two-point conversion pass is stopped right on the end zone line by Garrison Booms. 6-0. No scoring in the second quarter is how this game is at halftime.
Now, mind you, this game started out with a fumble on the very first play by Breckenridge at their own 26-yard line. Harbor Beach recovers at the 24-yard line, but then they can't move the ball. They get down to the 19-yard line, and they turn it over on downs. And then Breckenridge punts, Harbor Beach punts, and then Breckenridge breaks it out for that 22-yard score. A short field, though, Harbor Beach's punt brought in at the 48-yard line in Harbor Beach territory, and that set up that 48-yard drive. Capped off with a 22-yard run. Then second quarter, Harbor Beach punt, Breckenridge punt. And then Harbor Beach starting to get things going, and they pin Breckenridge deep back at their own 3-yard line. A poor punt has Harbor Beach at the ball with the 22-yard line. And they're marching, and then Michael Anderson throws a pass behind Mason Yon. It's tipped, and then it's intercepted by Breckenridge. And then they can't do anything with it. They have to punt from the 45-yard line, pin Harbor Beach deep at their own 20-yard line. But then Harbor Beach starts to churn. They have their only 3 first downs of this entire first half came in that last drive. They start at the 20, and they get down to the 15-yard line before Michael Anderson fumbles the ball on the tackle. And then Breckenridge runs out the last minute 19, and that's how we're at halftime. What are your thoughts here?
Well, you love that your playmakers always fight for extra yardage, but you see so many turnovers when they fight for an extra yard or two, because if you're not moving very much, it allows for free shots by linebackers. And that's what happened. The pile got stood up, and as Anderson got spun around a little bit, a perfect helmet shot right to the back of his arm popped the football up in the air, and a little bit of hot potato. It bounced around above the dog pile of football players before it ended up deflecting in the back to where all the defenders are, and Grant Willman is able to pick it up for Breckenridge and really preserve the first half for them as he picked off the pass and recovered the fumble for them. But, you know, looking back on that pass play as well, it was a great pass play. I thought the situation was perfect for it. Harvich catches Breckenridge in a soft zone. So the slot receiver is Mason Yon. He slant right to the middle of the field. You had Nathan Seaman on the outside heading to the deep corner. Nathan Seaman was open. There was a defender trying to guard both of them. So he could have lobbed it into the corner for a score, or he could have thrown the slant and scored on that play as well, I think, or at least gotten enough for a first down. But the throw is behind him. And when it's behind, balls tend to get deflected up in the air, and it lands, unfortunately, in the arms of a Husky, and the, that short field is given right back to Breckenridge, and I guess credit to their defense for making up some big stops there.
Breckenridge with 110 yards of offense, one complete pass for 5 yards. That's their only attempted pass as well for Carter Staley, and it's Carter Staley leading the way with 12 carries, 52 yards on the first half alone. Hunter Collins, running back, number 21, he also has 52 yards on 7 carries and the only score in this game. Breckenridge, 24 rushes for 105 yards on the afternoon here. Cameron Vallier with a 5-yard reception for really nothing. Harbor Beach, though, 77 yards of offense in that first half, and 65 of those 77 yards came on that last drive. They are led by Michael Anderson, 7 carries, 52 yards, including a 32-yard scramble, got him into Breckenridge territory. And, of course, with one fumble, his last carry there. After that, though, it's Devin Puff, 4 carries for 14 yards, and his long is 8 yards on the day. Devin Finkel, four carries, 8 yards for him. His long is 4 yards, and Ethan Hessling, 2 carries for 3 yards. Anderson, 0 for 2 in passing, including one interception.
Yeah, the two Anderson turnovers are what's haunting Harbor Beach in his first half. They also, on an individual standpoint, they squandered 2 opportunities where Breckenridge fumbled the ball inside the 25, short field, 25 yards, chance to score, 4 and out, unable to convert on 4th down, give the ball right back. A bad punt out of their own end zone gives you the ball at your 22-yard line. You have 22 yards to score. You have to take advantage of those. Good teams take advantage of them. Okay teams take advantage of one of them, but good teams find ways to score points, especially when they're gifted to you, and turnovers really hurt Harbor Beach in the first half, really squandered a couple of good opportunities.
Breckenridge with 16 tackles on the day, 1 interception, 2 tackles for a loss, and 1 recovered fumble. They're led by Garrett Fitzgerald, linebacker number 45, with 5 tackles on the day, Hunter Smith with 3, and then everyone else with 1. Lucas Ayubright, Grant Willman, Carter Staley, Tyler Story, Logan Hurst, Spencer Ramirez, Cameron Vallier, and Brennan Wasluski. The tackle for a loss, actually, Corbin Reed has both of those for 2 yards total. Grant Willman with the interception. And the forced fumble by Hunter Smith. Grant Willman was also recovered that one. That one hit about 8 hands before it was actually brought in, which then pushed Breckenridge back to the 15-yard line.
It looked like a beach ball surfing through a crowd at a concert. It was just being bounced around all over the place until finally somebody grabbed hold of it, and it was Grant Willman, of course, who's going to get credit for taking both turnovers away.
Dave, I got to say, you know, you had 1 week off, and you're coming back with just a myriad of metaphors and analogies today. I love it.
Well, I had 2 weeks to prepare.
That's very true. You know, that bye week does wonders for you.
I wouldn't call it a bye week.
Well, it was a bye for something. But all right, Harbor Beach with 22 tackles in that first half, 3 tackles for a loss. As I try and get my mouse to work here, 3 tackles for a loss, no interceptions, no forced fumbles, but a recovered fumble. 1 sack as well. That was Evan Smiglinski. They're led by Nathan Seaman with 7 tackles, and then 3 tackles for Evan Smiglinski. 2 tackles for Kendall Gentner and Devin Finkel, as well as Mason Yon, Michael Anderson, and Garrison Booms. Tackles for a loss, Ethan Hessling has 2 of them, as well as Evan Smiglinski for a loss of 4 on the play. And Anthony Schweitzer has the sack for 5 yards on the day, and Devin Finkel recovered that first fumble on the first play of the game.
You look at these stats, Clark, I see 2 defenses that are playing outstanding.
Obviously,
6-0 may project that to you, but there's been very few first downs in this play in this first half. Just 1 or 2 real big carries. Breckenridge had a couple 20-yard carries in there, but that was to get themselves out of it. One was the touchdown on short field, which they took advantage of, their only short field. They have not been able to go down the field on this Harbor Beach defense. Their lone touchdown came when their drive, their only single drive, started inside Harbor Beach's territory. They converted. But after that, They have not been able to go down the field on Harbich, and Breckenridge, Harbich is not able to do that to Breckenridge either. They had one drive where it looked like at the end of the half they were finally, as their offense kind of was on a hiatus for the first quarter and a half. That last series, I thought for sure, the way they had the momentum going, they found a couple big running plays by Anderson, thought maybe they had found something, but a turnover really kind of stomped out that flame as well. So Harbich,